Welcome back to Inspired Parenting, another episode with Marilyn Forman at marilynforman.com. Today I want to cover another kid bit. Now, what you've probably heard, kid bits are little tidbits of inspiration for parents. It's a book that I wrote with little inspirations that you can grab in any moment that will shift how you're parenting and get you back to being the parent you really want to be. So this kid bit is weigh the consequences of your actions. What do you, the awesome parent that you are, want to get out of this situation? And how can you achieve your goal? So this is a really good one for when we find ourselves about to react to something our child did, and to be able to step away from that for a moment and think about what we want the outcome to be, what we want to get from this whole interaction. And if you think about it, if we as a society thought about the outcome of our actions before we acted, things would be very different. Because we can sometimes act prematurely out of anger or frustration. We can think before we act, or we act before we think, and sometimes our thinking isn't coming from the right place. So using this kid bit for an example, think about when your child comes home with a bad report card. Bad, you know, being really a relative term. There isn't anything that's really bad or good if you think about it. It's just how we perceive it. Or if they've done something that we consider wrong, another thing, right or wrong, it is a matter of our perspective. You don't want to go into a reaction mode right away. What do you want the outcome to be from this interaction? What do you want to come of it? Is your child already feeling bad for what they did? Do they understand the whole situation? Or are you assuming they do? What's really going on, and what outcome do you want? How can you help them to learn from this situation and still feel good about themselves? And how would you react best if you wanted to feel good about yourself too? Because it comes hand in hand. When we act from a really positive parenting position, it usually makes us feel good, and it's good for our child too. So we can find that win-win situation if we stay out of the reaction of it. So this is a learning opportunity, this situation, not an opportunity to punish or be an outlet for your anger. It's about your relationship with your child and both of you feeling good about that outcome. So think about what you want. If you ground them or punish them for what they did, do you think that will help them to improve their marks, if it's a report card, or elevate their self-esteem? Or will it damage your relationship with them and their self-esteem? What's more important in the long term? I think many people grew up thinking that if a child does something wrong, then we have to make them feel bad about it, or we're letting them get away with something. But is that really true? If your child comes home with a bad report card and, you know, you don't think they're already feeling bad about it or nervous or scared, what would you have liked to have heard if you came home in that same situation? They're already feeling bad. So what if you were able to just say, oh, that must be so frustrating for you. What can we do about this? How can we improve this? Because I know you're not feeling very good about yourself right now. And so how can I support you in changing this? What can we do? What you're doing there is you're acknowledging that, yeah, there is a bad report card and something needs to be done, but you're not making your child feel worse for it. You're telling them that you're willing to support them in improving this. You're on their side. You're on their team, and they're in this with you. And so they're not alone in this. It's not a you against me, the parent against the child. It's the parent and the child going, okay, this is a situation. What can we do about it? And that's really important. That makes for a strong relationship. It builds self-esteem in our kids. It's not like we're letting them get away with anything. They know that, you know, something needs to change. If they've broken something, if they've, you know, run into something, running around the house when they really shouldn't be and they've broken something, they already feel horrible. Us going, look what you did, now look what you did. You know, is that really helping your relationship? Is it helping you feel good as a parent? And is it helping them? I think the answer is no on any of it. But it might be a good outlet for your anger that you're looking for, so you want it to feel good. So get rid of your anger somewhere else in some other way and think about what's best. Oh, I bet you feel bad, and I know you know it's not good to run in the house. We've talked about this before, and now you know why. Oh, okay, why don't you go and clean that up? And it's unfortunate it happened. Now, what's the outcome there? The child realizes you're not upset. They know that, okay, now I see why I'm not supposed to be running in the house. They're cleaning up the mess, so it's consequence to their action. And they know you're not mad at them. You haven't broken a relationship bond in that situation. So it's a really good way to keep self-esteem in place, keep that relationship strong, and having everybody learn and working together. And kids who grow up like that, it makes a huge difference. I mean, I know my kids are grown right now, and they still come to me and go, "Oh, I did the silliest thing. I can't believe it." And, you know, they don't mind telling me when they make a mistake or do something wrong or, you know, have something go wrong in their life, because they know I'm not going to make them feel worse about it. They know I'm going to be a place where they can go, "Oh, that must be frustrating for you." And that's a strong relationship. We want our kids to be able to come to us when things are wrong in their life. Because if a child gets into those teen years and they've got a real problem on their hands, you don't want them to be doing something, going to somebody else that may not be safe. You want them to come to you. So this is why this kidbit is a really powerful one. So remember that when you come into a situation. So the kidbit again is weigh the consequences of your actions. What do you, the awesome parent that you are, want to get out of this situation? And how can you achieve your goal? This is Marilyn Forman with a kidbit for today. And you can find more on my site at marilynforman.com. And Work with Marilyn has a list of the books and things like that. I hope this has been helpful. Have a fabulously wonderful day and really enjoy your children. Bye for now.